Kix 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stewartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Good evening and welcome in to Della Whitworth Field here at Childersburg High School. And, of course, Dave McCurley, Jacob Bassett, as Childersburg gets set to take on Victory Christian in the in softball. Here's a high pop first play of the game, and that is put away over at third base nicely by Childersburg, and that is out number one. And trying to get some things squared away here and get ready as Maddie Brooks in the circle for Childersburg. Jacob, that was a nice play over at third base.
That was a good play, good hustle play. And thanks for having me. It's not nice to switch places from earlier, huh?
Yeah. Just ball outside, 1-1 now to this is going to be number 28 at the plate, and that is going to be Lily Bryson Dean. I hope I pronounced that.
You did. I called her in basketball.
So Bryson Dean with a 1-1 count, one out, nobody on. Swing and a miss, strike two. Top of the first inning. No score here. Childersburg and Victory Christian. Childersburg already with one win tonight over Coosa Central. I believe it was 12-0. And a 1-2 pitch from Maddie Brooks outside, 2-2.
You know, David, this is the first time I've ever seen Maddie Brooks pitch. I'm excited to watch her. You know, I hear a lot about her. You know, she's committed to AUM, so I'm excited for this one.
She was presented her Alabama 3A Hitter of the Year plaque in between those two games, and then she floats one outside to Bryson Dean at 3-2 now, one out, nobody on board. And the payoff pitch from the senior. Swing and a miss, and there is out number two. So quickly, two are down here, two up, two down. In the top of the first, as the Lions will now send number one, Addie Lee, to the plate. And I was unable to get a lineup from. There's a line drive down the right field line. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Coming around third, and they're going to try to send her home. This is going to be. And she's out at the plate. Out at the plate. A nice turn. Brianna Swain at second base to Taraji Jones behind the plate, nailing her at the plate, and that's out number three.
It's a great play right there, and couldn't have happened to a better person. I love Bree Swain to death, you know. She was a travel ball coach with me back during the summer, and great kid.
So we'll go to the bottom of the first inning. No score from Della Whitworth Field. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Are pests bothering you at home or work? Alabama Termite and Pest Control can help. Whether it's rodents, termites, bugs, or hornets, they'll handle it quickly and safely. Call 256-378-6903 for a free termite treatment estimate or stop by their office in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Don't let pests take over your space. Call Alabama Termite and Pest Control today and get your home back.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah, Allen Brew Markets.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
Welcome back to Della Whitworth Field. And in steps Matty Brooks to the left-handed box and takes one high and outside for ball one from Bryson Dean, who will be in the circle, who batted in that first inning for the Lions. Here is Matty taking outside ball two. It'll be Matty Brooks, Kelsey Kelly, and Alicia McKinney here in the bottom half of inning number one. No score. That one's low and outside, and it's 3-0. And you definitely, she's so good in the field and in the circle, but she's also a dangerous hitter. And there's a strike over the outside part of the plate, 3-1. She can hit for power. She can hit for base hits. She runs the bases like a rabbit. It's not much that she can't do. That one's high, and she's on first base with a five-pitch walk. And I really think that the coaching staff at AUM really knows what they're getting with her, because there's no part of her game this week. Here's Kelsey Kelly laying down a bunt. Good one out in front of first base. Play is made at first base, and going all the way to third with that rabbit-like speed is Maddie Brooks.
I don't think if there was an attempt to throw that ball, they could have got her out right there.
Oh, no. She goes from first to third, so a runner at third now with one out. Nice sacrifice bunt by Kelsey Kelly. Scored that 2-3 in your book. And now that'll bring up Alicia McKinney. She pops one up, and that is a great running play by the catcher. And I was kind of thinking they might better be careful. Nobody was covering the plate. She caught that in foul territory, almost to the on deck circle over by the Chillsburg dugout. So that's two outs now, and it'll take a two-out hit from Deanna Swain. She fouls one down by her coach in the third base box, 0-1. So the first game tonight saw Childersburg defeat Coosa by a score of 12-0. Game two was all Wolves as they defeated B.B. Comer. I think it was 15-0 final score. And that one's fouled up out of play from Deanna Swain. 0-2. Two outs. Matty Brooks at third. Be good to get her across the plate early on. That one, same pitch, same result, out of play. Big crowd. There's been some big crowds out here tonight at these softball games.
Be a big crowd here tomorrow, too.
Oh, yeah. And that one's high and away, 1-2. If you're wondering, tomorrow, 11 o'clock, first pitch with, you got to keep in mind with weather coming tonight, could be pushed back over at the baseball field. Over at Garland Justice tomorrow, the Childersburg Tigers play host to the Weaver Bearcats. The 1-2 called. Strike three on the inside part of the plate. And down goes Childersburg. A leadoff walk does no harm. We'll go to inning number two. There's no score. Childersburg and Victory Christian coming to bat in the second when we come back. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Welcome back to Della Whitworth Field here in Childersburg as Bristol Sealbinder steps to the plate. She's catching behind the plate tonight for Coach Rohrer. And she takes ball one from Maddie. Now she hits one out into right field, and this one's going to be over the head of the right fielder all the way to the wall. And rounding second, heading to third for the stand-up triple is going to be Sealbinder. And she, Jacob, she got good wood on that one.
Yes. Good contact, sounded great coming off the bat. And here's probably one of the best athletes Victory Christian has to offer coming up to the plate now.
Takes high, ball one. Is that it's going to be Paige Romines? Is that right? Or is that Pitts?
I think it's Pitts.
Yeah. Alexandra Pitts. She takes strike one, 1-1 now with Sealbinder over at third base with nobody out. We're in the second inning. I'll give you an update from over at Garland Justice here in just a second. Same two teams playing over there. And that's strike two. Bottom of the fifth inning right now, the Tigers of Childersburg with a 3-0 lead over on the baseball diamond over Victory Christian. Here, no score. We're in the top of the second over at the softball field. Pitts swings and misses, and down goes out number one for Maddie Brooks and the Lady Tigers. And runner at third now with one out, and that'll bring up Riley Oakes. She's wanting to bunt and bunts it foul, 0-1.
Would have been a good play if it was fair, because Sealbinder was halfway to the plate.
Yeah, she's got good speed. There's another foul ball up and over the Childersburg dugout and out of play. 0-2 now. Be a nice place for the third strikeout of the evening for Maddie Brooks. Let's try and get it out too. No score. Top of the second. That one bounces up there. 1-2. Maddie Brooks led off the bottom of the first with a walk, and we stranded her at third, and now Sealbinder with a leadoff triple. We're trying to do the same to them. One out. Make it two outs now. There's a swing and a miss from Oakes, and that is the third strikeout of the game for Maddie Brooks. Two are out now. It's going to take a blunder or either a base hit to get Sealbinder home. this here is Nicholas swinging and missing at the first pitch, 0-1. Bounced up there, 1-1. You know, I put on the sweatshirt before the game started, not necessarily that I was cold, but once I get cold, I'm done.
I've had mine on since, you know, before the Fayetteville game started this afternoon.
Here's a 1-1 pitch from the circle from the senior, Maddie Brooks. Sends foul back into the screen, 1-2.
Here, go to your own pitch. I don't know where we're going.
Inning number two for the Tigers will be Taraji Jones, Lexi Smith, and Addison Giles due up. We're one strike away from getting out of a leadoff triple with no damage. And there it is. Fourth strike out of the game for Maddie Brooks, and that'll do it for the Lady Lions. They get one hit, lead one runner on base. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning and take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. No score from Della Whitworth Stadium. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department has provided programs, sports, clubs, and events for all ages in and around the Coosa Valley. Activities all year round and the opportunities for you and your family member to be involved are endless. The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is here for you and your community.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are, from savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options. Members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Childersburg Tiger Softball on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. And heard from the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department in the break there. And, of course, their director, Brad Logan, always great to be here at the ballpark and over to baseball field, and does such a great job with their leagues here. And last night at the recreation department was the Childersburg Chamber Banquet, and thought it went off very well. Here's Taraji Jones. She'll hit one foul down the third baseline, 0-1.
I believe she popped that one off her foot, Dave.
Yep. She's hobbling around a little bit. But I'm going to tell you one thing. This young lady's got some pop in her bat. She hit a couple of bombs out of here last year that just left me speechless. When she catches one and hits one right, buddy, it can go away. She scooted out of the way of that one now, 1-1. Bryson Dean in the circle for Coach Royer. There's a high pop back into the screen. One ball and two strikes, nobody out. Lexi Smith is in the on-deck circle. 3-0 still the score from over at Garland Justice on the baseball field. And there's a rip down third baseline foul. Airtime tomorrow, as I told you, Weaver and Childersburg, barring that we don't get a monsoon tonight. And we have to push it back, and it'll be 11 o'clock. KJ McCurley should be with me tomorrow. He's got baby duty tonight. He's He's holding on to her till I get home. That one's high and away. 2-2 now on Taraji Jones.
She might be asleep when you get home.
Might not be is not the word. She probably already is, but that's okay. Papa will see her in the morning. That one's high now. It's run full, 3-2. So Spurs needs to get a couple of runners on here. Bottom of the second inning, no score. And a good game so far. And there's a high fly ball out in the center field. Left center field, and she dropped it. Did she have it long enough?
I don't think so. Because they called her safe, so she didn't have possession of it.
So Taraji Jones will be on the error out in center field. And I'm wondering, it looked like she might have slipped a little bit out there, Jacob.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's getting late at night. It's cool. I'm sure the outfield grass got a little dew on it out there.
I'm sure the humidity has something to do with it, too.
And that'll bring up Lexi Smith into the box. Going to get a speed-up runner, maybe. Maybe Brad Logan or you one can tell me. Is that Micaiah Mack running? I'll get it here in a minute. I think it is Mack that's going to be running out there for Taraji. As Taraji is playing catcher. Here's Lexi. Swing and a miss a little late on that one. 0-1. Good pitch from Bryson Dean. Runner at second, nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning in a no-score contest. Victory Christian in Childersburg. That one almost hit Lexi, 1-1.
So who all plays here tomorrow?
Well, you got Coosa Central. You also got B.B. Comer and Fable, who just got through playing a little while ago in these Victory Christian lines. And, of course, Childersburg. So there'll be four or five games tomorrow, be going on all day. And hopefully they won't have to push everything back. I think play starts here at 9 o'clock in the morning, if I'm not mistaken. One ball, two strikes. Now 2-2 as Lexi takes high and away.
Well, that's my plan tomorrow, is to be here watching softball all day.
Good baseball going on over there as well. That one just missed. Boy, Bryson even wanted that pitch. Now she's running full, 3-2. Nobody out. Micaiah Mack running for Taraji Jones down at second with a two-base error from the center fielder. And that one's high. And now there's two on and nobody out for the Lady Tigers. And that'll bring up Addison Giles. First walk of the game issued by Bryson Dean. Barring a triple play here, Madison Latasse will bat next. When's the last time you've seen a triple play in softball or baseball, Jacob?
Well, if you want to say a legit triple play, I've never seen one, but I've seen hundreds of Little League triple plays.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes those, but hey, they count.
Yeah, I mean, oh, yeah, they definitely
they count. But at this level, it's been a while since I've seen one. I did see one 3 years ago, I think it was. The bases was loaded in a sharp one hopper as Latasse goes for a bunt. And she's in the hole at 0-1, and third baseman stepped on third, threw it to home, and then they threw it to first. Pop, fly out of play, heads up, 0-2. So you got Lexi Smith at first. You got Micaiah Mack running for Taraji Jones at second. Nobody out. Bottom of the second inning, no score between the Lady Tigers of Chillsburg and the Lady Lions of Victor Christian. Latas, and then we'll go to the bottom of the order and Brianna Swain, and then you know where we'll go. If it gets that far, a little fister down toward first. They're going to have trouble. They still have time to get Addison at first base.
A great job to move the runners into scoring position there. Now you just got to get them across.
So you score that 4-3. The first baseman missed it, and it was picked up nicely by the second baseman. One out. Runners now at second and third. Number eight. That one's popped up behind the plate and put away. So now two are out. And that'll bring up Brianna Swain. I can tell you one thing about this young lady. She hits it on the ground, you better come up throwing.
She can fly, can't she?
Yes, sir, she can, and she takes strike one.
I tried to race her one time during a softball practice.
That wasn't close.
You can only imagine.
She hits one down the first baseline, and that is fair. One run comes around in the form of Micaiah Mack. Running for Taraji Jones, scoring also is Lexi Smith, and the Lady Tigers lead it 2-0. Big hit from Brianna Swain. She went right where that ball was pitched to her and hit it right down the first base line. Childersburg's first hit of the game. And now that'll bring up Madison Brooks, who walked and was stranded at third her first time. She takes ball one.
Be a good time to get a big one from Maddie, wouldn't it?
Yep. That's the only bad thing about that number nine hitter getting on. Good cut from Maddie, and she fouls it back over the screen. One ball and one strike. First base hit of the game for Childersburg in the form of Brianna Swain. 2-0 now. Try to get an update here in just a few minutes from across the street over there. And I appreciate that. 4-0 now. The Tigers of Childersburg leading it in the, is that the bottom of the, okay, bottom of the fifth inning. And we've got the bases loaded over there. Appreciate looking at that. 2-0 here, 2-1 on Maddie. That one's high, 3-1. And, boy, they had Brianna called in a bad position, but she was able to get back to first base.
Well, dangerous, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you can tell. They're just they've done their homework on the 99. They're not going to give her a whole lot down the middle of the plate to hit, and I wouldn't either. That one's high, and now two are on. And that'll push Brianna Swain down to second. Maddie Brooks' second walk of the game. And that'll bring up Kelsey Kelly, who sacrificed Maddie Brooks around the third her first time, and she fouls one off the screen. No balls and one strike. There are two outs. That's two more big runners out there. This could be a big spot right here for Kelsey. She hits one down to shortstop, and shortstop's just going to tag Brianna Swain, and that'll do it for the Lady Tigers. However, they get one hit. They score two. One error also and two left on base. We'll go to the top of the third inning. We'll take another Chillsburg Parks and Recreation timeout. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tigers Sports Network.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Maddie Brooks back to the circle for her third inning of work. She's been pretty good so far. No runs on two hits. And she's got a 2-0 lead now. As the Lions getting toward the bottom part of their lineup. This is DeJesus. Swings and misses at strike one. No balls and one strike. And nobody on base. There is, boy, looked good, but must have been low and outside. One ball, one strike. Maddie now with four strikeouts and two innings of work. Starting the third inning here. See if she can get her fifth. She gets a swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes now on DeJesus. Ninth batter in the lineup will hit next. The 1-2. See what she throws her. Like a little rise ball with a little heat on it. And there is the fifth strikeout of the game for Maddie Brooks.
That rise was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yep. That's out number one here in the third inning. Still 2-0. Childersburg on top. They got two in the bottom of the second just a few moments ago on a long single. And there's a line single, speaking of, for the Lady Lions out of the number nine hole. So, nice job of hitting there. Not sure who that was. It came to the plate. They didn't give me a lineup before the game. This here is going to be Amelia Haney. She squares the bunt and takes ball one. One out, runner on first. Leadoff spot at the plate. Squaring the bunt again, fouls it away. One ball, one strike.
I had a chance to talk to Coach Stubb between games, so congratulations to Childersburg alum Dawson Stubblefield getting his first win as a head coach tonight.
Yeah, it's been a real positive hire for Coach John Limbaugh and the staff down there at Fayetteville, the girls, and everybody seems like him, and he's also got somebody that's very good helping him too in Reagan Bates and they poured it on in the last couple of innings to B.B. Comer, and that score is going to be lopsided. But I'm going to tell you something, B.B. Comer is not going to be bad.
Yeah, Robbie Curtis is doing a good job with them.
And Cody is a good pitcher. And now we see Haney turn around in the right-handed side of the box and take ball two.
Bet that bat, too.
Yep. Don't see that much. There's a line shot up right over the shortstop, Latasse. I mean, couldn't have placed it any better. And now the Lady Lions have a little something going. here in the third inning. One out, runners at first and second for Bryson Dean, who hit it, or excuse me, struck out her first time. She has one right back to Maddie over to first in time. And that'll be out number two. Runners move over to second and third with two outs now. And that's going to bring up Lee, who tripled her first time and was thrown out at the plate trying to stretch it into an inside the park home run. There's a strike from Maddie, 0-1.
A little changeup right there. Yeah.
It is now busted open across the street over there. The Tigers 9-0 over Victory Christian. And there's another off-speed pitch for strike two. And, you know, and I know Coach Will Donahue, after last night's opener at Shelby County, who Shelby County's had a good, very good baseball program for the last several years, but I'm just glad he's seeing some run production for the Tigers. And there's one foul back into the screen. It'll stay 0-2. As they have struggled scoring runs at times last year, and then last night only scoring two on the road at Columbiana, and now pulling out the whipping sticks tonight, 9-0 so far. One more and they'll end that thing. Ooh, that one just missed low, I guess. 1-2. Two outs. Runners at second and third. They are the potential tying runs. Schillsburg leads it 2-0 here at the softball field. That one's sheared off foul again. Well, that thing had some mojo on it there. Lee at the plate. Maddie, the 1-2 pitch. Drilled out into right field. Coming on and cannot get it. It gets all the way under the right fielder. Scoring are both of the runners on base. They're going to wave her around again, and this time she's going to be safe. Is Lee, and the Lions take the lead. Just a couple of mishaps out there in right field, and now we're trailing by one run, 3-2.
She might have lost it in the lights.
She could have, and just getting word that the game across the way is over. A 10-0 shutout win for Coach Will Donahue and the Tigers, their first win of 2026. Against one loss, they'll play again in the morning, as we mentioned, at 11 o'clock versus Weaver. Barring we don't get a big monsoon tonight. There's another base hit. Kelsey Kelly gets over quickly in a close play at second, but Sealbinder is in there.
Are y'all going to cover that game tomorrow?
Yes.
It's going to be on the radio? I'll be here. I'll be listening to you. I might walk over there and say, hey.
Yeah, we're supposed to have that game. Of course, there is a chance of about a 60 to 70% chance of showers overnight, but the latest forecast I have is that it should be out of here by about 8 o'clock. Well, Victory Christian has come back to score three here in the top of the third to take a 3-2 lead. And Sealbinder is down there at second base. Maddie trying to get this third out of the inning. This is Pitts at the plate, and she struck out her first time. There's another strike, 0-2. Sealbinder's having a nice night. She's down at second base, and she's 2 for 2 with a triple and a single. Not bad. And there is a swing and a miss at strike three. And that is the 6th strikeout of the game in 3 innings for Maddie Brooks. However, Lions get a couple of hits. They leave one on base, and they score 3 times and take a 3-2 lead. We'll go to the bottom of the 3rd inning. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Don't let the pain slow you down. Hi, it's Ben Donahue at Donahue Physical Therapy. Our patients get one-on-one attention from our dedicated team about getting you back to your normal way of life after an injury. Whether you're recovering from surgery or managing chronic pain, Donahue Physical Therapy will create a plan that works for you. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Tiger Sports Network and Childersburg High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Looking for a career that's both high quality and eco-friendly? INEOS in Childersburg has been leading the way since 2005, making top-level lubricants while staying committed to the environment. Be part of a team that's focused on real innovation and a better future. Ready to make a difference? Come by 100 Nippon Drive or visit the Talladega Career Center to apply. INEOS USA, where your career can help drive real change.
Welcome back to Della Whitworth Field here in Childersburg. As bottom of the 3rd inning we will go. The Lady Lions of Victory Christian with a 3-2 lead. It'll be, Alicia McKinney, Deanna Swain, and Taraji Jones here in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Across the street as fans start to file out of Garland Justice Field. Saw the Childersburg Tigers get their first win on the baseball diamond with a 10-0 shutout over these same Victory Christian Lions. And we'll have their game tomorrow morning, as long as it stays on track, at 11 o'clock against the Weaver Bearcats. And Alicia steps in and takes low, ball one, from still in the circle, Bryson Dean. Ground ball down to third, too hot to handle. You'll never throw her out. One thing I'm going to say, there's 2 or 3 on this Childersburg squad that can flat motor. They know how to get around the base pads. And
way to help herself out, you know.
I'll turn to my crowd here. Hit or error on that. Yeah, I gotta think that you're probably gonna give a E on that one. And then steps Deanna Swain, who struck out her first time with Maddie Brooks at third, and she's gonna try to make amends for that. Rips one high and deep down that left field line, hooking foul. 1-1. Remind you again that basketball season is actually not over for 3 of these teams in Talladega County. I'll tell you about that here in just a second. There's a line drive, base hit up the middle. And now runners will be on first and second. Nice job of hitting by Deanna Swain. The Sylacauga Aggies will be in action at Montgomery's Dunn Oliver Acadome Tuesday against Marbury at around 2:15 in the afternoon. A chance to get back to the Final Four for them. And how about Winterboro? Double dipping. The girls and the boys will play at Jacksonville State University on Tuesday morning. I'll have those games on Mix 106.5. It's to Roger Jones. Fouls one down the third base line. 0-1.
I'm going to have to find time at work to watch that Winterboro-Ider game.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Both of those Winterboro games ought to be really good as, you know, Winterboro has defeated widely in the boys' action three times, and that one hits Taraji, and that is the second time tonight that she's come up with one hit when she fouled one off her foot. Now this one's in the bottom of her back.
And that's in the soft spot, too. I know that didn't feel good.
And she's going to have to kind of run this thing off a minute. She is going to get a speed-up runner because she's a catcher. So Micaiah Mack will come in again, and that's going to load the bases with nobody out here. So Bryson Dean getting in a little hot water herself here in the bottom of the third inning. 3-2. Victory Christian with a one-run lead, but Childersburg trying to hammer back here. They've got the bases loaded and nobody out with Lexi Smith at the plate. Yeah, both of those games Tuesday, she fouls one back in the screen. Good cut by Lexi on one. Ought to be good, of course. The girls, number one in the state and number two Ider, that's going to be the premier game of the week going in. But I'm telling you, Winterboro's boys have defeated Wadley three times. Hard to beat somebody four. That one's low, 1-1 to Lexi Smith. And there's a very good possibility that both Winterboro teams could be sitting in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Along with the Sylacauga Aggies. We'll just have to wait and see. Good cut again and back into the screen, and it's 1-2.
Well, how about Calera putting Perennial Power Pelham out?
But I'll tell you this, the one that really surprised me in our own kind of air, if you will, how about midfield really upsetting Hale County, who put us out last year? That one misses inside, 2-2. So midfield, you know, and Montgomery Academy only giving up 18 points to Lee Scott. And just routed them. And there's a swing and a miss late. She blew it right by Lexi Smith. And that's the second strikeout of the game for Bryson Dean. And the first out, and that's a big one here in the bottom of the third inning.
So Lee Scott's boys and girls are out now.
Yep. And here is Addison Giles, who grounded out to second her first time. She fouls one away. She could really do good if she puts a bat on the ball here anywhere. And did that hit her?
I don't know. He called time. Cam's going to.
I thought it hit her.
Well, if you ask her, she's going to say it hit her, because, you know, you never say no if it hits, if it doesn't hit you.
And it did hit her in the wrist. And there was, I guess, some question as to whether it hit her or the bat. So that will force a run across the plate in the form of a hit batsman, and that'll bring up Madison Latass, who popped out behind the plate her first time, and she takes strike one. But we are tied now, and you got Deanna Swain over at third. You got Micaiah Mack running for Taraji Jones down at second. And a swing and a miss, 0-2 on Madison. And you got Addison Giles over at first base. Ground ball down to third, booted, and everybody's going to be safe, and another run scored. And that one was a little hot to handle as well, Jacob.
That side of the infield has had some issues tonight.
So nice job by Madison. Still only one out in the inning for putting the ball in play, Latast. And here's Brianna. She takes strike one. And you'll remember, she was the one that knocked in two runs previous to this inning with that ground ball single down the right field line.
Be a good time for her to break it open.
She rips one foul back into the screen, 0-2.
But with her being the number nine hitter, and you know who's going to, you know who the leadoff batter is, you know,
yeah.
They're in a good spot right now.
Yeah, you know, just stay out of the double play here, out of the line drive double play. And there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Brianna. So,
hey, being smart, kid, not too much.
Here comes Maddie. Third strikeout of the game for Bryson Dean, and now they're going to bring the infield in and talk about this, but correct me if I'm wrong, by my scorebook, it should be 4-3 Childersburg.
Yes.
Just haven't put it up on the scoreboard yet. Bases are still loaded. Maddie Brooks, two are out in a 4-3 Childersburg lead. And we're going to get a new pitcher into the game for the Lady Lions. To what a spot that is to come into for Nichols. And she'll take her warm-up tosses. While we're at it real quick, I'll get one quick commercial in. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Need a gift? Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg has you covered. Their gift department is full of fun, unique finds for every occasion. Whether it's a birthday party, baby shower, or just because, stop by Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, the perfect place to find the perfect gift.
Bottom of the third inning, you couldn't ask for better. Bases loaded and a 4-3 Childersburg lead. Maddie Brooks at the plate, two are out. That's a high pitch there over the outside part of the plate, but it was high, 1-0.
But, you know, the way they've pitched Maddie tonight, you know, I think they'll be okay with giving up another run because they've thrown outside on her.
Oh, off-speed pitch there. Maddie was way out in front of that. Swing and a miss, 1-1 now.
And as I say that, they throw one right there where she can hit it.
Yeah, I would not make the mistake of throwing that same pitch again. They do, but it's outside, 2-1. And you're right, if you walk one in here and you're down two runs, it's not the worst thing in the world because this girl can make it a five-run lead in a hurry, and there it is, a rip down the right field line. One run is in. Here comes another run coming around. Two runs are in for Childersburg. They won't get Maddie at second base. Runners at second and third, and the senior all-star has done it again. She just roped that thing out into right field.
A good placement, falling right in front of the right fielder, too, where she couldn't make a play on it.
And, of course, now Childersburg's lead swelling up to 6-3. There's a ground ball by Kelsey Kelly. Shortstop will pick it up in time to first base, and we leave two on the base pads, but we do some damage. We get four here in the bottom of the third and go back on top by a score of 6-3. We'll step aside and take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist in Childersburg. God's love reaches people through fellowship, and at First Baptist, we have many ways and times for you and your family to experience that love and fellowship. Our Sundays start with Sunday school at 9:15 and worship service at 10:20. Our praise team meets at 4 with Sunday evening worship at 5. Wednesdays, our Next Gen Kids praise team is at 5, and we have Bible study for all ages at 6. Come and enjoy this love and fellowship in 2026 at First Baptist in Childersburg and experience something new.
Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Well, Childersburg sent nine batters to the plate in the bottom of the third. They come across with four runs, and they lead it by a score of 6-3. And Madison Brooks will stay in the circle for Coach Cam Mazzell. And leading things off for the Lady Lions is going to be Oaks. And she was a strikeout victim her first time. She taps one foul. 0-1. Lots of baseball and softball going on just about everywhere. Everybody could start play yesterday. Some waited until today. And the Childersburg Lady Tigers already getting one win on the season a couple of hours ago as Madison Brooks gets strike two to Oaks as they defeated Coosa Central 12-0 and now 6-3 lead over Victory Christian. That's a little high and inside. One ball and two strikes to Oaks. Nicholas will be on deck. She just came in to pitch for the Lady Lions.
You said everybody around here started today as far as Childersburg goes. I'll let you call this.
The 1-2, swing and a miss, and there goes another strikeout for Maddie Brooks. Yeah, the season could start yesterday, and it did for some teams.
Yeah, Fayetteville's already played two.
Yep. And, of course, here's Nicholas at the plate. She was a strikeout victim her first time. And she swings and misses 0-1 here. Yeah, Fayetteville 2-0 now on the young season, defeating Horseshoe Bend last night, and now Westminster Oak Mountain today. And both of those in short five-inning fashion.
And a tough week coming up for them Wolves.
Yeah.
Next week you have Ben Russell, Jemison, and Pelham.
Yeah,
next
a lot
week.
Let me tell you something. Collier's a lot like Johnny Johnson when it comes to basketball. It doesn't matter who it is. We'll suit up. There is a – wow, I thought that might have been called strike. But it's 2-1 now on Nicholas. Two-one pitch, one out, nobody on here in the fourth inning. That one's low, 3-1. Maddie Brooks with seven strikeouts already on the evening. But she's behind here, 3-1. The 3-1 pitch. That's,
oh,
she got a generous call there. And it's 3-2 now. Three balls and two strikes. Can she work toward her eighth strikeout?
The umpire liked that one. Put it there again.
A little high. And no harm, no foul with the previous call. And that is Maddie's first walk issued tonight. And that'll bring up DeJesus. To the plate with one out and one on. Childersburg's baseball team with a victory just a little while ago, 10-0 over the Victory Christian Lions. That one misses outside, 1-0.
And they're still filing out over there.
Yeah. A lot of the players help do the field maintenance after the game and get everything ready because there's a long day of, and there goes the Victory Christian boys bus on the way, swinging a miss by DeJesus, and it's 1-1. There's a long day of baseball over there again tomorrow as well.
How many games over there tomorrow?
There'll be three, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Foul back our way into the net, 1-2. I think Childersburg plays Weaver at 11, And then the two other, Weaver plays the other team, and I'm trying to. Cedar Bluff, that's right. Thank you for reminding me of that. That'll be in around 1 o'clock, barring that the rain doesn't push us behind tonight. And then Cedar Bluff and Chillsburg will play the nightcap. Swing and a miss, and there is the 8th strikeout of the game for Maddie Brooks. And two are out now, one on for the 9th lady in the batting lineup. Meredith Lee coming to the plate. She got a big hit and scored a run her first time. So softball all day here tomorrow. Baseball across the road. We'll be over there with the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, KJ McCurley and myself. And trying to get Childersburg off to a 2-1 start.
Yeah, I'll be here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
So Nicholas is at first. There are two outs in the inning. And Lee will come to the plate. And Maddie Brooks stays in the circle after the timeout. And she misses ball one to Lee. The 1-0 pitch from Maddie. Foul back into the wall. 1-1. I don't know. Did that thing go over the net?
It did.
Wow. Hit the wall and then shot straight up and over the net. A lot of spin on that thing. One ball, one strike, two outs. Runner at first for Victory Christian in a 6-3 Childersburg lead. That one bounced up there. Gets away from Taraji, but she's got a chance. And they're going to get her out at second base. Nice job by Latasse applying the tag. Score that 2-6 in your book, and that's out number three. And the fifth inning will start with the number nine hitter. We're at the end of 3.5. We'll go to the bottom of inning number four. Childersburg with a 6-3 lead. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Okay, babe, this new home insurance, I'm bugging out.
Why did you say bugging? And why are you bugging?
I don't know what I'm doing. Why aren't you bugging?
Because we just need a State Farm agent. That's what they do. They help people understand their insurance and not bug out about it. And they're like there when you need them. Now quit bugging and say the jingle.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg.
Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
Della Whitworth Field, we will go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Childersburg, the Lady Tigers with a 6-3 lead over the Lady Lions of Victory Christian. And it will be the same ones that it started the last inning with. Alicia McKinney, Deanna Swain, and Taraji Jones, and they will be facing the new pitcher, as Addie Lee will be on the mound for the Lady Lions, and Alicia takes low for ball one. Dave McCurley and Jacob Bassett with you. A lot of people still out here in their sweatshirts and their blankets, and it's not all that cold, but the wind started picking up here in the last few minutes. 1-1 now on McKinney. That's low, 2-1.
Yeah, when you were down there with me calling the Fayetteville game before you had to come over here, it was shorts and T-shirt weather.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it all along, you know, as that one ripped foul down over Tim Latas' head down there in the first base box. Pedro and I were talking about this in the last game. It is much colder early in baseball season than it ever is late in football season. I've called many games over many years, and I tell you, I have froze to death at some baseball games before and been prepared.
Well, this guy sitting between us made us practice in the cold back in the day. Let me tell you, them bats don't feel good when your hands are freezing cold.
No, I've heard different. There, oh, they get a generous call there over the outside part of the plate as Alicia McKinney goes down on strikes, and that's Addie Lee's first strike out of the game. I've been told that there's a temperature that these bats you should not hit with under, and I've been told it doesn't matter.
It's more of these new bats.
And all I know is when you hit it, it stings your hand. That one missing inside to Deanna Swain. Deanna has singled and struck out. She's also scored one of Childersburg's six runs. They lead it 6-3, and time limit really starting to bear down on this game. And you would think that the next inning being the fifth is probably going to be the last inning that the Lions would see activity. That one misses outside, 2-0 to Swain. There's a strike right across there, 2-1. Don't forget, we'll be across the street over at Garland Justice tomorrow. K.J. McCurley hopefully going to be joining me. Might even bring the granddaughter out to the ball field. There's a smack into right field right by the second baseman, and it's cut off nicely by the right fielder. But I'm telling you, Deanna Swain really smoked that one, and she's on it first with one out.
He just called ball game, Dave.
Wow. Not sure. I thought we had a few more minutes, but you know what? Nevertheless, well, Jacob, victorious night for both Childersburg teams. The Childersburg Lady Tigers, strong pitching performance by Maddie Brooks. Very good plate appearance tonight. They never got her out, walked her twice. She hit the one that counted, though.
Yes. Great job by these girls from Childersburg getting the win. You know, you'll see them again tomorrow. I don't know what time Childersburg plays, but the first game here at Della Whitworth tomorrow is at 9 o'clock. It'll be Fayetteville and Coosa Central. Fayetteville getting a win over the Comer Tigers tonight in Mercy Rural fashion, 12-0. And Coosa falling the first game of this tournament earlier this evening, so they'll see each other first thing tomorrow morning.
Well, it's been a long day for Jacob and for me, working all day and then calling a couple of games each for each one of us. And I tell you, we've got a long day ahead tomorrow too. And of course, join us tomorrow, provided that the rain doesn't back us up. We will be on the air on Kicks 100.3 from Garland Justice Field. KJ McCurley and I will have the Childersburg Tigers, who was victorious tonight, 10-0 over Victory Christian in baseball. And they'll have the Weaver Bearcats tomorrow coming to town. And then, of course, here will be softball all day as the Childersburg Lady Tigers victorious over the Victory Christian Lions as well by a score of 6-3 tonight. Jacob, appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate your help getting me started this afternoon at Fayetteville. And having to come back here, and I appreciate you letting me call this one.
Oh, yeah, man. We got to help each other. We always do. Until tomorrow, God bless you. And don't forget, also, I will let you know tomorrow night right here on Kicks 100.3, 7:15, you got the Auburn Tigers and the Kentucky Wildcats from Neville Arena. So we'll have you that as well. Until then, God bless you. Have a safe trip home to all our folks from Victory Christian and around here as well. And we'll see you next time on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.